Southeast Radio's Business Matters with Carl Fitzpatrick.
I'm now joined by a resident economist, Mark Coleman. Mark, the European Commission has sharply cut its growth forecast for the Irish economy this year. Tell us more.
The first thing to notice, Carl, is that the forecasts for the Irish economy are much more volatile than the EU. Now, that's normal because we're a small country, but we've diversified a lot. We don't have our eggs in a small number of baskets like we used to. So, you know, we should be more evened out, but we're not. So compared to 0.5% growth last year in the EU, 0.9% projected for this year, and 1.7% for 2025, we're going from a recession, 1.9% fall in GDP. The Commission is looking at 1.2% growth for this year and 3.2% for next year. So that's a range of over 5 percentage points. And that really underlines the volatility of the economy and the exposure to sectors like pharma and manufacturing. We're vastly, vastly dependent on our export sector, so that if something happens there, our economy tends to hop around like a ping pong ball. But what would really worry me about these numbers, Carl, is the contrast with the Department of Finance's forecasts. So if I was the government, I'd be getting worried about these numbers for the following reason. If you look at the economic forecasts underlying the budget, last October's budget, the government predicted growth of over 4.5% this year, okay, in GDP terms. And on that basis, it predicted a 2.7% surplus in the balanced budget. Now, Michael McGrath, but also aligned with Pascal Donoghue, who's the expenditure minister, the two of them are relatively prudent. So what they did was they did an exercise to strip out the volatile element, and they got a deficit of 0.9%, which we're expected to have this year, when you strip out the, you know, the windfall corporation taxes. But the problem is, Carl, that that's predicated on the assumption they made in October that the economy was going to grow by around 4.5%. What the EU Commission is now saying is that the economy is going to grow by a lot less than that. It's going to grow by barely 1% in GDP terms. Now, if I add all that up, basically, an old rule of thumb that I remember, and I'm probably showing my age because it might be a bit out of date, but for every percentage point of growth that you lose, your budget balance deteriorates by about 0.4% of GDP. So if the Commission is right and Ireland's percent growth this year in GDP terms is a full 3 percentage points lower, and even a bit more, then our budgetary balance will be nearly 1.5% worse than expected. And of course, that's not what you want heading into an election that will certainly happen by the summer of next year. It could even happen by June of this year. And against that, the backdrop of ECB interest rate hikes, we do still expect the interest rates to start coming down in Q2, but it takes 6 to 9 months for these to come through the economy and to really create not a feel-good factor, but a feel-better factor or feel-not-quite-as-bad factor. That's not going to kick in now until the middle of next year, which will be too late for the government. So really a bit of a double whammy. The interest rate decreases have not come fast enough to kind of benefit people. The mortgage interest relief was arguably too limited in the budget. It was too difficult to access. It wasn't really significant. But this news that GDP growth is not going to be 4.5%, as the government predicted when it framed the last budget, it's going to be barely 1%. If the Commission is right on that, Carl, that's a big headache for the government.
Well, if you've just tuned in, that was our resident economist, Mark Coleman. And Mark will be joining us again on next Saturday's show.
Southeast Radio's Business Matters with Carl Fitzpatrick.